It took me 26 years to get on this stage. And I give all glory to God. 26, that's the same amount as the marathon. God works in mysterious ways, you see. You just gotta pay attention to the signs, they out there. Sometimes you gotta be still. And I'm just learning this like last week, so I'm not preaching to you, I'm talking with you. I didn't take the conventional route back home. See, sometimes I know I made this university proud, but also sometimes I know I didn't. But I made a decision to keep going, keep trying, even if it meant sometimes that I would fail. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned in life is that you cannot achieve success without failure. You cannot achieve success without failure. Some of my biggest successes come from some of my biggest failures. In the early 90s, when my friends were graduating from Howard, I got fired from that first job that I got with Andre Harrell. I know a lot of you know this story, but some of you may not know how scared I was. See, I was scared to death. I didn't have a degree. My girlfriend was 8.5 months pregnant with my first baby. I bought a brand new house in Scarsdale that I could not afford. So I found myself sitting alone in my bedroom and asking myself the question that sometimes we all ask each other. What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna do now? You should have kept your mouth shut and shut up and just did what Andre told you to do, but you wanted to act like you was making the hit records, and now look at you. What are you gonna do now?